Author's note: all characters depicted are 18 years of age or older.
For a while there, I was going to be an English teacher. I even did a semester of student teaching, and I got an A. Although, I still wonder sometimes if that was because I earned it grading high school essays about why Miss Kit is my favorite teacher ever, written by students who thought I was cool, or if it was because I was fucking their real teacher. Or, more aptly, he was fucking me. I didn't start it. At least, I didn't make the first move. Does that count? Would it hold up in court? We were both adults. Aside from the ethics of the thing, there really wasn't anything wrong with what we were doing. But it felt wrong. It felt so very wrong. And maybe that's why it felt so incredibly good. Mr. Kennedy, his name was actually John, believe it or not, was a hot young teacher, and all the girls had crushes on him. I couldn't blame them. He was just 30-something, with dark hair that curled around his ears and the nape of his neck, and even darker eyes that radiated heat whenever he looked at me. He was charming and cocky, and loved to crack goofy jokes with the kids that pushed the limits of propriety. Almost. He hovered on the edge of dangerous all the time, and I liked to sneak up behind him to see if I could convince him to go over. And one day, he did. We were both staying late, completing progress reports, which involved a dizzying amount of sharpening number 2 pencils so we could fill in correct circles on computerized forms. We talked about the kids, we talked about our lives. He wasn't married and was in between girlfriends. There had been plenty of flirting and innuendo between us, and I think we both knew what we wanted. The question was, did we dare? It was just a subtle shift. I uncrossed and crossed my legs in the soft, respectable-length gray skirt I was wearing, hanging one heel off the edge of my bare foot and rolling my neck. "Tired?" he asked, putting down his pencil. I nodded, yawning and stretching, feeling my blouse pull out of the waistband of my skirt a little bit. "Hey, but it could be worse. Most teachers make their student teachers do all the drudge work like this. At least you help with this part. And you let me do the fun stuff, too." He smiled. God, that smile. And he stretched, too. "Ah, the fun stuff's the best part. I wouldn't exclude you from that." "Well, I appreciate it." I said exactly what I meant. I think he knew it. Without saying anything, he came and stood behind me, sliding his big hands over my shoulders and squeezing. I groaned and rolled my neck back, unable to resist. Oh, God, that feels good. "Does it?" He said it like a question, but it wasn't one. He knew. His fingers kneaded my muscles, and I relaxed back against him, feeling the hard muscles of his belly, the bite of his belt buckle. I think I knew what was going to happen, and my body was tingling with anticipation. I moaned softly, and the room sounded like sex long before I was actually bent over the progress reports in front of us. When his hand slid down to unbutton the top button of my blouse, I didn't protest. In fact, I made a point of arching my back, showing him just how eager I was. And God, I was. His hands moved under my bra, kneading my breasts the same way they'd massaged my shoulders, making me squirm in the chair. I tilted my head back to look at him, and that's when he leaned in to kiss me, his mouth hungry on mine, sucking my tongue immediately in. "Oh, God," I whispered against his mouth when one of his hands slid down, cupping my pussy through my skirt. He rubbed me like that for a while as we kissed, fingering my nipple, making me writhe against him. At first, I worried about getting caught, a custodian coming in, maybe. But as things progressed, I forgot all about anything but the sensation, the feel of him against me, and my desire for more. He pulled me out of the chair, and we were locked together for a moment, our clothes a nuisance as we rubbed our bodies against one another, each of us looking for a way in. He pulled my skirt up, cupping my ass in both hands as I fumbled with his belt, too distracted by the way he was spreading my cheeks to make any progress. "Let me," he said, and I did. He turned me around and bent me over the desk, shoving my skirt up over my hips and pulling down my panties. I wasn't wearing stockings at all, although I was supposed to be, and when his fingers slid inside of me, oh God, I thought I was going to pass out from pleasure. He groaned as my muscles clenched over his pumping fingers and leaned in to kiss my pussy like that, sitting in the chair behind me and shoving his face between my legs. "Oh!" That was all I could say, over and over and over. "Oh! Oh! Oh!" I rocked back against his tongue as it lashed between my wet, naked slit. He found my clit, and he stayed there, eating me with such a greedy hunger my body trembled with the force of it. It didn't take me long to come in his mouth. I warned him softly, still aware that what we were doing could get us both in very big trouble. "Oh, John, oh, you're going to make me come." He just made a soft, eager noise in his throat, licking me faster, pressing me toward climax. And I gave him just what he wanted, shuddering on the desk as I came, spreading my legs wide and shoving my pussy against his face as my orgasm shook through me. I was still recovering when he stood up behind me and unbuckled his belt. Just the sound made me pant and quiver with lust, and I turned to look at him over my shoulder to see what I might expect, and was happily surprised at the thick length of him as he shuttled his hand up and down his stiff cock before positioning himself behind me. He didn't ask. He didn't have to. I reached back with both hands to spread myself for him as an offering, making him gasp as he let the head of his cock disappear between my pussy lips. He grabbed onto my hips to pull me in, driving himself deep, and I took every bit of him, going up even further on my toes and my heels. I glanced at the door, giving a fleeting thought again to the danger of the moment, but then he pulled back and began to really fuck me, and all thought fled. "Oh, fuck," I gasped, giving in to the thick slide of his cock, my pussy still fluttering a little from my climax. I was wet and ready for him, and I grabbed back and hung on to his wrists as he began to drive me forward onto the desk, feeling his fingers clenching, digging into the flesh of my hips and ass. "Oh, God, John. Oh, that's so fucking good." "You like that?" he asked, moving faster now, shoving deeper. I gasped in response, feeling my pussy contract around his length. "Come on, baby, rub your pussy for me." I did what he asked, needing little encouragement to slide my hands underneath me, opening my slit and using my finger to nudge my clit toward a delicious release. I gave in to all of it as he fucked me, seeing one of our students' papers through half-closed eyes. Brad Haley, whose conduct was satisfactory and whose grade was in the B range. I rested my cheek on Brad's progress report and wondered what he'd think if he knew his student teacher was being fucked on the very desk she taught from every day, her breasts swinging free of unbuttoned blouse and pulled-down bra, her ass up in the air as she begged for more.
"Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, fuck me harder. Fuck me harder, baby, harder. Give me that big cock. Give it to me.
Oh, God, your pussy feels so good." John leaned into me, splaying me on the desk, and I squirmed beneath him as our motion sent number two pencils rolling and progress reports sailing off the edge to flutter to the floor. His cock seemed to be swelling inside of me, filling me deeper as he fucked me even harder. He grabbed one of my legs behind the knee, shoving it up onto the desk so I was spread even wider for him. "Oh, that's good," I cried, feeling the angle change, his cock getting even more of me now. I rubbed my clit faster as he fucked me, using two fingers on either side of it as I arched back to take him, wanting more, more. I was so close to climax, my thigh muscles taut and trembling, my pussy on fire with the heat of our fuck. He grabbed my ass in both hands, and I begged him to come, feeling my own orgasm begin with a shuddering surge. The rapid squeezing of my fluttering pussy around his cock must have sent him over, because I felt him tremble and grip me hard as he buried himself into me. I moaned and squirmed on the desk, whispering things I don't even remember as he filled me with his cum. Most of the progress reports were salvageable, if a bit wrinkled, from our foray onto the desk. We didn't finish them that day. Instead, we shoved them into John's briefcase and went back to his place to do it all over again, this time bent over a chair in his living room, and later, in the softness of his bed, and then in the heat of the shower. We never took a chance at the school again, like we had that night. Instead, we found other places to meet, to indulge in our pleasurable little secret. Eventually, the job ended, and so did our affair. But it was hot, incredibly hot, while it lasted.